30. What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. We take you right up till 6 o'clock. Heidi Kasama joining us. She won the GOP primary in Assembly District 2 and joins us. I want to ask you, because there's going to be, a week from today, a special session organized by the governor to deal with the budget. The word we're getting is that there's a budget shortfall of somewhere around $1.2, $1.3 billion. And they're talking in terms of needing different streams of revenue. That, for Democrats, usually means tax increases. Have you signed a no tax pledge or any of that stuff?
I have.
And,
yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
And is that the answer to our problems, to assess taxes, new taxes on Nevadans who right now are struggling? I mean, folks I know are struggling.
It's the worst thing that we can do right now. You know, just some of the examples I gave earlier, you know, small businesses are struggling, and some of them are not going to come back. Some of them are going to have to work really, really hard to come back. And, you know, it's a crisis for our state. We just plugged the current, the current budget, which is up yesterday, and that had an $812 million budget shortfall. And much of that came from about half came from the rainy day fund. And so that's completely depleted now. And now we've drawn down, you know, our account to lower than 5% of our funds. And, you know, what's going to happen now is that, you know, the bonds that the state issue are, you know, have a great, chance of being downgraded. And, you know, that's one way that the state raises money as well. They issue, state bonds. And when those are issued, if the rating is lowered, then that means we have to offer a higher interest rate for investors to be attracted to purchase those. So that is really hurting our state that they have drawn down, the budget, you know, just down to the very bare minimum. And that's going to hurt us from that standpoint as well. And then starting today, July 1st, which is the new budget coming up for the next year, it's a $1.27 billion budget shortfall. It's catastrophic for our state. But, you know, we have to really tighten the belt. Other businesses have had to tighten the belt. Businesses have suffered. And so, you know, it's going to be tough. Everybody has to, you know, have their share of tightening the belt, and that includes, the state as well. And that means some services will not be able to be provided as much as before. It's, you know, there will be cuts, and it has to be. But the worst thing we can do, we need to look at controlling our spending during these times, because we cannot lay another layer of taxes on our businesses and our small businesses, and we can't overregulate them. And this is not the time to come up with, special tax increases or special penalties, because if you do something like that in a rush, then you have unintended consequences. And, you know, our policy for how our budget is going to be, it has to be well thought out. It has to go through committees. It has to have time to be seasoned. We don't want them going in and rushing, you know, with some tax increase that we won't be able to, you know, fix for another, you know, session. And so, it has to be really well thought out. And, you know, I'm imploring the legislators that are there now, and I know many of them will work hard to do that, but, you know, this has to be very well thought out. And we can't have special interests coming with a lot of other bills. The biggest issue we have on the table now is how we're going to fund our budget.
Well, and the word is that the general public are going to be shut out of this discussion because of the coronavirus and everything going on there, that there are people, citizens, that will be unable to come to Carson City and be a part and be heard and that kind of thing. Does that worry you that they're trying to do this under cover of darkness?
Absolutely. I mean, the citizens can't get in. The Republicans can't even have a say that are current legislators. I mean, they've proposed suggestions. They've had an open letter to the governor with ideas and suggestions, and they've had no response or outright rejection. So they're not even part of the party. They don't even know what is going on. So we have elected officials that aren't even getting access to know what is going on. So it's a major crisis, and, you know, it is... What it comes back to is we need to have people voting the right way. We need to get the right people in there. We got to get more Republicans voted in.
Again, Heidi Kasama joining us. In our final 2 minutes, I've got to ask you, Governor Sisolak has come under a lot of criticism for the way he has handled not only the pandemic, Dieter. I mean, there are still people that still don't have their money, their unemployment money, $1,000 a week. And this is going on, what, 14 weeks, 15 weeks, whatever. Can you talk a little bit about the job the governor has done? I've been very critical, but I'd be interested to hear your in about 2 minutes, your summation.
Well, I don't think I can give you my entire opinion in 2 minutes, but I can tell you that, you know, there's a place that we should be hiring as many people as possible. We've got to get these benefits out to the people. I know firsthand, and we could have like a whole other show on that, but, you know, I have a property management company. I know I have tenants that are not able to pay their rent, and they're waiting for these checks to come. They're waiting for the unemployment check to come. You know, it was difficult with the federal, the $600 additional a week coming out. Our system was not able to handle that. I understand that. This is an unusual thing, but then we have to hire the brightest and best to get the systems working and to add these things in. And we have to come up with solutions so that we can get the money into people's hands for what has happened in the state now, so that we can continue to provide for everybody. But it's been very difficult for everybody. It's been difficult for tenants that haven't received the money, landlords. I have owners of property calling me up practically crying because they've received no rent for several months, I should say, and they've got to make a mortgage payment. And even if they get forbearance, they don't get any break on paying it. So, you know, it's just creating kind of a crisis in the system. And like I said, that could be a whole other topic. I know you're trying to wind this up, but I have a lot of thoughts on that, too. Kevin.
Well, I tell you what, I'll make this promise to you. We'll have you back in, and we'll let you expand on that. Heidi, if folks want to help your campaign, even if they don't live in Assembly District 2, if they want to elect a conservative in Assembly District 2 to help all of our other Republicans, how do they do it? What is it you need right now?
Easy. Well, you know, there's going to be a fight. The Democrats are going to be after this seat. We have just a small margin that's a plus for this seat. And so the Democrats are going to come out and, you know, with all of their forces to try and take over this seat. And like I said, we need to have Republicans in the Assembly, and we need to gain more seats so that we get out of the super minority. So please, you know, send money to me and other Republicans for the Assembly that are trying to win these seats. And so my website is just my name, Heidi Kasama. com, and on there's a donate button. Heidi is pretty easy. Kasama, Kasama, very phonetic, Kasama. So Heidi Kasama, go to my website. I appreciate, you know, your people that are listening. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your having me on, and let's make Nevada red again.
I'm with you. Heidi, thank you so much. You have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
Heidi Kasama joining us from Assembly District 2, running, trying to keep that seat a red seat. Got to have that. Heidi Kasama joining us right here. Stick around. Coming up, We're going to get to some phone calls. In fact, the rest of the way, we're going to try and be caller intensive. And all you got to do is pick up the phone and call 844-2-NEVADA. The number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers, name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group. In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. You want to be a part of the show, you're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things we're going to do in this particular segment, we're going to have some fun because I promised you yesterday at this time I'd let you hear from Mark McCloskey. And Mark McCloskey, if you don't know, he is the homeowner. You've seen him on Fox News and out there in front of his big estate in St. Louis, gated community, and he's standing there with his rifle. And his wife, Patricia, has a small caliber handgun. And I'm going to tell you, that almost brought me to tears. But I want you to hear Mark McCloskey. But before I do, I want you to hear from Kim Gardner. She is the St. Louis Circuit attorney and talks about going after a homeowner for defending. This is cut two, by the way. This is cut two. This is Kim Gardner, St. Louis Circuit Attorney, and this is last night on Fox News Channel.
I am disturbed by the events that occurred over this weekend, where there were peaceful protesters who were met with guns and a violent assault. We must protect the rights to peacefully protest, and any attempts to chill it through intimidation or use of force will not be tolerated. Since learning of these events over this weekend, I've worked with the public and the police to investigate these tragic events. I will use every extent of Missouri law to hold individuals accountable.
Now, is she talking about holding the people accountable who broke down the gate and who flooded into this community? This gated community? Is that who she's talking? I don't think she's talking about that. I don't think she's talking about that. I think she's talking about these homeowners who are out on their front stoop, essentially protecting themselves. So what exactly happened? Last night on Tucker Carlson, Mark McCluskey was asked the question, why did he defend his home from Black Lives Matter, from this mob? This is cut three, by the way. I'm going to go to cut three. Mark McCluskey, why did he defend his home from this mob? Here it is.
Describe for us, if you would, why you believed you and your wife were threatened by these 300 people in your yard.
Well, Tucker, you've got to understand, my house sits right on the edge of a road called King's Highway, and our private place is Portland Place, where my wife and I were preparing to have dinner, maybe 70 feet from the gate. By the time we looked up and we saw the marchers coming down King's Highway and getting loud, we looked over at the gate, and there's no police there. Our private security wasn't there. Nobody's there. And I look over at my wife, and I see all these people outside the gate, and then the gate bursts open. People start coming in, and then a flood of people start coming in. They're angry. They're screaming. They've got spittle coming out of their mouth. They're coming towards the house. And, you know, on June the 2nd of this year, the protests in downtown St. Louis went violent instantly. People, the looting and violence and rioting. I watched on live TV the 7-Eleven in downtown St. Louis. From the moment the first window was broken throughout the looting process till the fire was started and then till the fire fully engaged the building, and nobody came that entire time, I looked over at my wife and I said, oh, my God, we're absolutely alone. There's nobody here to protect us but us. That is the same night retired police captain David Doran was murdered. When I saw that mob come through the gate with their rage and their anger, I thought that we would be overrun in a second. By the time I was out there with my rifle, the people were 20 or 30 feet from my front wall. I've got a low wall that separates the house from my front yard. And so I was literally afraid that within seconds they would surmount the wall, come into the house, kill us, burn the house down, and everything that I'd worked for and struggled for the last 32 years. Tucker, I lived out in West St. Louis County in a nice, secure neighborhood. 32 years ago, we moved into the city and took on a project to restore a house that nobody else wanted. And, you know, we were urban pioneers in those days, and we've been there ever since, working to build and maintain St. Louis and this very historic neighborhood. And I saw it all going up in flames and my life destroyed in an instant. And I did what I thought I had to do to protect my hearth, my home, and my family.
Can I tell you something? This, to me, if this prosecutor tries to prosecute Mark McCluskey and his wife, Patricia, there is something wrong. There's something way, way wrong about America right now. This should not be happening. We'll take a quick break. We'll close it out for a Wednesday, for a hump day. Do you realize we are halfway home? I am so excited. I am so excited. One of the things we'll try and do is... we're going to try and get to some calls coming up in our next segment. So if you want to join us, I've got two lines open right now. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
No sports, no Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635 or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget, this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Simply put, what we have seen just over the course of the last couple of weeks, I guess, if you want to go back to the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis, there is a lawlessness out there in the streets of America right now. And one of the things that's going to happen is our president, our governors, our mayors, even the Democrat ones. I mean, we saw where Jenny Durkin in Seattle has essentially begun to clear out the autonomous zone. They're going to have to start doing that in New York because they're threatening to take over the city hall. They're going to have to begin doing this sooner rather than later. And whether this is with violence or with militaristic cop stuff, don't know. But we're seeing it now in Seattle, where the mayor there has begun the clear out, if you will, of all of these lawless people. Now the question is, are people going to start going to jail? Are people going to start going to jail? That's what I want to see. Are people going to start going to jail? Or is it possible that people are going to do what I always call kind of the revolving door in jails? They come in, they're in for 20 minutes, they get processed, and they're gone. And they never get prosecuted, and we forgive what it is they did. But this is lawlessness. That's what it is. Coming up tomorrow, it is Thursday. We'll be inching ever closer to the weekend. I get real excited when we get towards the weekend, especially if it's a holiday weekend. By the way, I will be working. We will be doing a live show. A lot of the syndicated shows, a lot of the national shows, a lot of the local shows here in town are not going to be doing live shows. I'm going to be doing a live show on Friday. because I want to be with you. This is too darn important to not be live with you. So I'll make sure that I'm here on Friday, and I hope you will be too. Till we join you tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night tonight, would you please? Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Vice President